The following presentation is a Barrett Sports Media production. In the sports media business, change is inevitable.
Tony Romo could become the first $10 million a year TV analyst.
Disney has named James Pitaro as the president of the worldwide leader.
Fox has signed a deal with the NFL to broadcast Thursday Night Football.
But not every move makes national headlines.
This news came out of left field, I think, for everybody.
I was shocked.
Keeping you updated on the news you might have missed. Here's Brandon Contis with the Under the Radar podcast.
All righty, welcome to Barrett Sports Media's Under the Radar podcast with Brandon Contis, where we'll catch you up on the recent industry news that may have been missed, but certainly deserves some attention. And we do it each week in 10 minutes or less. This is Season 1, Episode 11 of the Under the Radar podcast. I'm your host, Brandon Contis, Barrett Sports Media's lead reporter for sports, radio, and television news, writing daily news articles for the platform with some feature stories mixed in. And while we do a great job at BSM of cranking out daily content to keep everybody up to date on changes and news within the industry, there's still plenty that gets missed. And we have a lot of great info in here this week. That includes plenty of new shows, writing gigs, major market news, producer news, and of course, plenty more. But as always, we keep it less than 10 minutes, so let's go! And let's lead off with one of the most talented sports radio hosts in the country, Danny Parkins, who announced he is leaving his national Sunday night show on CBS Sports Radio. November 24th was his last one after doing it for just under a year, but with hosting 4 hours daily on 670 The Score in Chicago, hosting Sunday mornings with Nick Costos on Radio.com, Parkins and his wife, they also have a baby on the way, so he had to trim back the workload by just a little bit. But he also shared that you'll still be able to hear him Sunday nights as he joins The Final Word on Fox 32, but it's a little less of a weekly commitment than the four-hour national radio show. As for who's taken over Parkins' gig on CBS Sports Radio, great to see Carrington Harrison, afternoon host on 610 Sports Radio in Kansas City, get the Sunday night show. Harrison's filled in for Parkins in the past, and he gets started with being his own show starting December 1st, so congratulations to him on getting the national weekly gig. And how about some of that weekly talent and the national sports radio hosts that have been with 610 in Kansas City? Obviously, Danny Parkins, who's a star on 670 The Score in Chicago. Carrington Harrison is one of my favorite listens. And then you got Nick Wright, you got Damon Amendolara. That's a foursome that could build an elite lineup on any local or national station in the country. Absolutely great. One of the best parts about this news out of Memphis is it gives me an opportunity to yell,
"Howdy, the Joshinest Show."
Return to terrestrial radio for 2 days this week, Monday and Tuesday, filling in for Jason and John, the midday show on ESPN 92.9 in Memphis from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Time. It's the second time in recent weeks that it has filled in on a terrestrial radio station. After doing some work for ESPN 97.5's afternoon show in Houston earlier this month, following a lengthy hiatus after being let go from Sports Talk 790 in March, Innes currently does a daily podcast, 1 hour for Houston sports and 1 hour for Philadelphia. Let's give a quick update on Josh's former program director, Spike Eskin, from 94 WIP in Philadelphia. And we had the story up on BSM a couple weeks ago that Spike annoyed Denver sports fans recently with his hot take that Denver shouldn't be allowed to have a pro sports team because their home field, home court, home ice advantage is cheating thanks to the difference in elevation. But Spike's not just all talk. He started a petition to force the Denver sports teams to move, and that is up to 309 signatures as of Sunday, November 24th. So we'll see if that pushes any of the commissioners to force relocation for any of the Denver professional sports teams. Also in Philly, it's great to see Big Daddy Graham making some public appearances recently after a spinal injury in July led him to an 88-day stay in the hospital. He returned home for 2 weeks in October before needing to go right back and be readmitted with pneumonia. But he's been home for a few weeks now, and last week he joined Glenn Macnow to celebrate the launch of their newly released revised edition of their 2007 book, The Great Book of Philadelphia Sports List. Macnow and Graham were joined by other WIP colleagues, Spike Eskin, Howard Eskin, Jody Mack, Ricky Ricardo. It was a great group there that was included with hundreds of fans and a sellout crowd, all eager to see Graham's emotional return to the public stage. Graham, an author, comedian, and WIP host, plans to return to his WIP late night show that he's hosted since 1996 pretty soon. Another great comeback event that happened recently, NFL Network reporter and WFAN host Kim Jones returned to Fairfax Sonova Hospital as the MC for their annual fundraising dinner, and the event was exactly 1 year to the day after Jones was rushed from covering a Washington Redskins practice, later admitted to Inova undergoing heart surgery to repair an aortic dissection, a condition that came very close to taking Kim Jones' life. Tara Sullivan of the Boston Globe wrote a great piece offering an emotional and detailed recount of her relationship with Kim that I would highly recommend reading. It was fantastic. And Kim's often mentioned as a possible candidate to join WFAN's new lineup as they work to build a post-Mike Francesa schedule, which she's already so involved with NFL Network, it's hard to imagine her giving that up. But how about Evan Roberts subtly recruiting former Nets great Richard Jefferson to the Fan?
Anytime I have a contract negotiation, working with the Nets is my number one caveat. That's my number one. If there is any way that I want, and I'm going to be calling games for ESPN this year, I'm calling Christmas Day. But no. I love the Nets. That's my family, and I don't hide it very well.
Well, if you want to host a talk show, let us know, okay?
Well, whenever you guys are ready to have me on, just let me know.
I think Jefferson could be a fascinating sports radio listen. Obviously well-spoken, but he is such an eccentric personality who would offer some great opinions, great ideas, but he's starting to turn into a star NBA analyst, so local radio probably is not in Richard Jefferson's future. Mark Malusis joined Maggie Gray last week, filling in for Bart Scott one day, and it was like riding a bike. They were awesome together. In case you forgot, they spent years together hosting a weekend show on CBS Sports Radio, Moose and Maggie, before a lot of the New York audience even knew who Maggie Gray was. And a lot of the WFAN audience probably never heard them host together since CBS Sports Radio does not have a New York affiliate, but they were a really good listen last Wednesday. We sent our best to Jeff Ricker, the veteran broadcaster and current program director, morning co-host on 1070 The Fan in Indianapolis. He's been off the air for over a week after suffering what he said was a major heart attack last Saturday. Some scary stuff, but all the best to Jeff as he recovers. And no date was set yet, but he will return to The Fan's morning show with co-host Big Joe soon. Congratulations to Chancellor Johnson, who recently joined NBC 26 in Green Bay, Wisconsin, as a sports reporter covering the Milwaukee Bucks, of course, the Green Bay Packers, and other local sports. Last week, Andrew Carter shifted roles at the News and Observer and Charlotte Observer, joining their sports department in a bit of an old-school newspaper role of being an enterprise reporter, giving Carter the chance to go out and search for scoops and stories. So good luck to him on that. Lauren Fitzpatrick, she knows football as well as anybody, having played the sport and covered it for over a decade now. Fitzpatrick announced she landed a new gig covering the Jacksonville Jaguars for Sports Illustrated, writing for Jaguars Maven, so congratulations on that. And how about Anna Kakadakis, who announced she's leaving the Bay Area's 95.7 The Game after more than half a decade with the station. The final day with The Game is this Wednesday, November 27th. She hasn't announced what's next yet, but the update anchor and host seems to have something else on tap, which we'll certainly keep tabs on. Anna, who also contributes on air to NBC Sports Bay Area, is the second anchor to leave The Game in recent weeks, after Elena Matsourkas also parted ways with the station on Halloween. Congratulations to Scott King, the longtime Chicago Blackhawks reporter who's covered the team for the Tribune, WGN Radio, and NHL.com. Now he's got a full-time gig covering the Blackhawks for NBC Sports Chicago. Friday, November 22nd was the final day for Laurel Taylor, one of the producers of Jock's Roundtable, the morning show on WJOX 94.5 in Birmingham. Taylor worked on the show for 6 years, but she's not totally leaving the Jock's family as she's marrying the station's digital program director, John Lunsford. The best wishes and congratulations to them. A bit of a side note from the New York Post's Andrew Marchand last week was that the Mets are looking to retain one of their high-profile free agents as their flagship radio station, Entercom's WCBS 880, is negotiating with play-by-play voice Wayne Randazzo. Randazzo joined Howie Rose in the Mets booth on a one-year contract last year after spending 4 years as the pre- and post-game host for the Mets radio network. Also with Entercom, 105.3 The Fan in Dallas announced longtime scout, writer, and broadcaster Brian Broaddus will join the Dallas Cowboys radio network pre- and post-game shows as a co-host. Each week, Brian's going to join host Ari Temkin as part of their 9 hours of game day coverage. And our closer, as we stick with Entercom, 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore is celebrating Thanksgiving by broadcasting the 100th annual Turkey Bowl between Calvert Hall and Loyola High School on Thanksgiving morning. The pregame coverage at 9 a.m. and kickoff at 10. Morning show co-host Rob Long has the play-by-play, joined by Mike Popovic and midday co-host Vinny Serrato for the annual game. 100 years. Very cool. Alrighty, that'll do it for this week. Thanks for listening to episode 11 of Barrett Sports Media's Under the Radar podcast. I'm Brandon Contis. Comments and feedback are always welcome at brandon.contis@gmail.com. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving while you're sitting around the table on Thursday with friends and family. Make sure you tell them about me and this podcast. As always, keep up to date with industry news at BarrettSportsMedia.com. We'll have some great feature stories dropping this week, and we'll chat next week. Big Ud!
Thank you for listening to the Under the Radar podcast. To pass along news, tips, and inside information, follow Brandon on Twitter at Brandon Contes. And for the latest sports media news, visit our website, BarrettSportsMedia.com.